When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know, he's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Hello. I'm Rashawn McDonald. I host a weekly Money Making Conversation Masterclass show. The interviews and the information that this show provides are for everyone. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and really start living your own. Always lead with your gifts and don't let your friends, family, or loved ones stop you from planning or living your dreams. My next guest is HBCU graduate Danella Richard. She's an African-American who hosts and executive produces the award-winning globally syndicated television show that airs on ABC, CBS, NBC, CW, and Armed Forces Network, Traveling with Danella. She is on the show to discuss her unique blend of Southern charm, humor, and hospitality. Danella Richard is a world traveler, TV personality, travel expert, entrepreneur, and former travel industry executive. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, Danella Richard. Thank you for coming on my show, Danella. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Thanks for having me, Rashawn.
Okay. We have a history now. We have a history. Not travel history, but we have a history. How did you get started with a TV show?
Well, it's interesting because, as you mentioned, you know, I have a background in the travel industry as an executive, you know, working for billion-dollar brands like Hilton Worldwide, Norwegian Cruise Line, Carnival Corporation, and the Holland America brand. And when an interesting world event called COVID-19 happened, it shut down the cruise industry completely. And wow. In my role, I had a team of 40 people who I had to lay off, and then in turn, I had to find out that I was going to lose my job, too.
Wow.
As a result of that, while sitting at home, I was sitting and painting, and I started doing a little bit more sipping than painting. And a friend of mine asked me, you know, what are you going to do next? What's next? And I said, you know what? I'm going to start a travel television show. Because even though borders are closed and it seems like we'll never travel the world again, I know we will. So when borders open, I want people to be inspired to get out here and travel. So I had a friend that had recently launched a streaming station, asked me to develop a show that he was putting on as primetime content. And so lo and behold, that's what we did. We launched Traveling with Danella Richard during the midst of COVID-19.
Wow. Now, were you afraid? Because a lot of people, when they go to the unknown, and you were taping this during COVID, correct?
I was. Rashawn, I was very afraid because for me, my life plan was that I would retire from corporate, you know, 401k plan and all of that. I never expected to end up on the entrepreneur track, you know, launching my own production company, having my own television show. That just was not in my future vision. But COVID-19 changed that. You know, COVID changed the game. And it forced us to get creative. And that's right. One of those creative moves where we turned lemons into lemonade.
Now, when you say the word travel expert, what does that mean for a layman like me to say Danella Richard is a travel expert?
What it means is, you know, it's so funny when you think about travel, a lot of people think of travel as a hobby and they really don't realize, right, that there are people that have made real careers. Now, we have fun, but, you know, we have real careers in this industry. So just like in the medical profession, you have doctors who are experts. Just like in the legal profession, you have lawyers who are experts. In the travel industry, you have people like me that have worked in sales, leadership roles, you know, sales, marketing, executive, leadership roles in the industry that had that, you knows the inner workings of the industry, knows the trends, knows the decision makers, and also has the network of people that surround you, you who know you in this industry, who you can call to get things done.
You know, here's the thing. Traveling with Danella Richard. Danella has won 2 Silver Telly Awards for Best Cultural and Diversity Television Series. You won 2 Magellan?
Yes. Actually, no.
Magellan Gold Awards?
4. Hold on. We actually have won 5 Magellan Awards, Travel Weekly Magellan Awards, which is a huge honor in the travel industry.
Right. And then you won a Travel Pulse list of most influential women in travel, 100 most influential people in USA hospitality and travel for 2023, and Black Meetings and Tourism of Black America Living Legend Award.
Yes, yes.
So all this, COVID. If COVID doesn't happen, you don't pursue this dream.
That is correct.
As a television host.
That is correct. And I have to tell you, there is someone that is so instrumental in this story because I remember sitting in my house and I was sitting on my stairs and I picked up the phone and I called this guy who I respect, greatly, have known so much through the years. And I called him to ask his advice because I was like, hey, I'm thinking about doing this travel show and I really don't know what to call it. So I called Sean McDonald.
I didn't know you come my way. Thank you.
Remember that?
I remember that because you had all kind of weird names, and I went, "What's wrong with your name? Traveling with Danella?" You went, "Really?" I go, "Yes." Bet on you.
That is it. You named the show Traveling with Danella. I had all these little quirky names because I don't know. I just felt at the time maybe it was too egotistical to put my own name in the title. And you literally said, Traveling with Danella Richard, and you hung up the phone on me.
Yes, I remember that.
The show came about. That's it.
Because let me tell you something. This is why I hung up the phone. I kept telling her the name, and she kept giving me these little corny names, and she was all doubtful. I don't know, Richard. I don't know. Are you sure? Finally, I went, Traveling with Danella Richard. Click. This is the name of the show.
That was it. And almost 4 years later, I did not return to my corporate, my corporate position. As you mentioned, all the awards, the accolades, and the television network syndication, even globally on the American Forces Network in 168 countries, and the list continues on and on.
And also, Danella, you can be seen on the airplanes, American Airlines.
Yes, you can catch our show on the airlines. We've been on American. We have been on United. Right now, we're on Kuwait Airways and Turkish Airways.
Wow. I just want to slow everything down because a lot of people have these dreams and have these aspirations and fear sets in and doubt sets in. And fortunately, you had somebody like me to turn to, Rashawn McDonald, who pushed you and said, hey, God has blessed you. You have the looks, you have the articulation, the smarts, you're an industry expert. But more importantly, you have relationships.
Yeah.
And those relationships has led you to this success story, correct?
That is so correct, Rashawn. it really does. It takes a village, and you should really tap into that village. You know, I came up through the travel industry. I won't tell you how many years I've been around here. So a lot of people that are in those decision-making positions now are people I came up through the ranks with, right? So when I launched this television show and they started seeing some of the press and some of the media, they immediately came, they surrounded me and they supported me. And that's why we've been successful on this journey, because of the network around me, because of people like you who pushed me out of my comfort zone. You know, I just wanted to go back to my job. Man, I was like, pretty, I was with a job. The reality is, it pushed me, it propelled me, you propelled me, and the network around me of friends that supported me on this journey that said, you can do it. 4 years later, here I am, like I said, entrepreneur, Black female, president, my own production company, Soar Entertainment and Media. You know, one of the proudest moments is that we work with an all Black production team. And when I show up in destinations all over the world to film, and they see all of these brown faces, they go, wow. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay. I won't say the name of this one company, but it's a name that all of you know. I can promise you that. And we filmed for them. And at the end of that filming, they said, you guys are one of the best production companies we have ever worked with, hands down. All black, brown faces, all Black team, okay? And that was not so much that it was intentional, but it is who we are. So when they see Black director of photography, you know, producers, writers, people are impressed. You know, I never looked at it like, oh my gosh, we're all Black team. They were just some of the most talented that I was able to find to work with us to produce this show and join me on this journey. And it has been such a joy to take these brothers and sisters with me around the world to places they never thought they would go. You know, Ecuador, the Galapagos Islands, Belgium, Italy, France, you name it, you know, St. Martin to the Caribbean, you know, Martinique, all these places that we go. And I'm so excited, Rashawn, because we're kicking off 2024 on a high note. On Saturday, we leave for Curacao. Then we are headed to film in Tahiti. We will then also go over to the Seychelles in Africa to film. And then also back to the Med. And this is in the first 90 days of the year. I'm going to be taking this crew all around the world with me. We're going to be filming these amazing destinations. And that's just first quarter, man. We got so much more to come.
Danella, we're speaking to Danella Richard, traveling with Danella, African-American. And I say that because we get stereotyped as Black people, African-Americans, about where we travel or what we want to do. You know, you hear the word family reunion, you hear the word in the South and parties. There are stereotypes about Black travelers out there, correct?
You know, Rashawn, there have been, but I am so proud of Black people, because let me tell you, we are traveling. And especially this millennial generation, they are traveling, honey. You see them in Dubai. You see them in Paris. They all over. So Black people are traveling. And I think COVID also took off the cuffs. And COVID said, life is too short. Get out here and see the world. You know, when I started traveling the world in 1995, I was a study abroad student. You know, I grew up in Louisiana. My mama took us places, but in the States, we didn't travel internationally. So in 1995, when I had an opportunity to go and study abroad in Harare, Zimbabwe, my mom, everybody around me thought I was crazy. I was in school at Stony University, okay? HBCU. And my professor saw something in me. And he said, Danella, take this year off. Go study in Africa. He had a passion about Africa, right? He said, go study. And I love Mandela. This was 1994. Mandela had only been a president for a year in neighboring South Africa. So here I go off living with a family in Zimbabwe, spending weekends in South Africa, in Johannesburg, in Durban, Pietermaritzburg, you name it, you know, all over that southern area of Africa, living, studying African feminism, studying African politics, right? You know, but at that time, me and my class, which was made up of combination, interesting class I had over in Zimbabwe. We were part of a program through Syracuse University Study Abroad. It was a combination of Ivy League students from schools like Duke University, Princeton, and then you had students from Southern University, HBCU, Spelman, and we were all together here living with families and studying mm-hmm. in Harare, Zimbabwe. But I brought that story up to say, because when I did that in 1995, people thought we were crazy. But when I see this younger generation today, hey, it is normal for them. I am seeing more and more of them study abroad in different countries. Also, when I went to live and work in Brussels, Belgium as an expat in 1999, people still looked right. at me like kind of odd, like, what is this girl doing, right? But now, when I look out on social media and I see this younger generation, they're throwing out the words expat, study abroad. They know. So when you ask me, when you say, are Black people stereotype? Man, let me tell you, we have broke the chains. Black people are traveling. Black people are traveling the world, okay? And I'm not talking about old people who traveling because they waited to retire and now they're going on a cruise. No. I am talking about this younger generation. And instead of investing their money on the latest kicks or a designer brand name to put on their back, okay? They're investing their money in travel. They're seeing the world. They're breaking down those cultural barriers. And you know, there's one thing in our show that we strive to do. And that is, when you watch Traveling with Danella, one, when you finish, we want you to be inspired to go there, visit the destination. But the other thing that we want you to realize, in traveling, you break down cultural barriers.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Quora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Barriers. You start to realize we are more alike than we are different. And that's the importance of travel. And that's why when you see this younger generation out here doing it, that's why you see their circle is more diversified. Right? Rashawn, you remember back in the 70s, somebody would talk about somebody, you know, mention somebody from Africa, and we had all kinds of stereotypes.
Now, yes.
Now, mm-hmm. you know, somebody in Africa is a Black person in Africa is no different than an African American. Right? We can see ourselves mm-hmm. in them. Mm-hmm. We no longer, right. those differences don't seem so different anymore.
Different.
What travel does for us, it breaks down those barriers. And I am so proud of this younger generation, and to see, man, they throwing out that stereotype.
Good. Danella, let me ask you this. From a business standpoint, because there's a gentleman, I got to bring up his name. He's not on the production team traveling. His name is Don Wiggins. Yes. I bring up Don because When my days with Steve Harvey, I met him up in Philadelphia. WDAS was the radio station where we first met, and he was the general manager up there. This is a business, which means that you travel, you get commercial sponsorships. How does that work? Not trying to get the details of it, but it is a business where you sell your brand, you syndicate it, and you incentivize advertisers to come on as sponsors. How does that model work so people can understand you have to deliver value, you have to deliver audience in order for people to consider your show for sponsorship?
Yes. How does that work? It works because, in my case, it works because I have a network. Now, you mentioned Don Wiggins. Don Wiggins saw my show, and Don Wiggins is the one that wanted to take the television show further beyond just the streaming networks. And that's how we started the journey of going from the CW and then on NBC and then on ABC and all these different networks. But in order to have a show, yes, we have to have sponsors that support that show. And the blessing that I have of having a background in this industry, of people knowing my name, coming up through the industry with my peers who are now the decision makers, who sit in the seats that control the budgets, right? They know me. But more important, they know me. They know my background. They know my experience. But they trust me. They trust me with their brand. They trust me to tell their destination, their cruise story. They trust that when they work with, when they partner with Traveling with Danella, they know they'll have a product that they're proud of, and they know they're in good hands. And again, it's because they know me. So when you ask me, does it matter that you're a real, that you're a travel industry expert? Does it matter? Yes, it matters, because you're not going to go to, you know, go in and have heart surgery and just find somebody off the streets and say, hey, who tell you they can do heart surgery? You want somebody who is credible. And so my industry has been able to validate me through the years. And I think, not I think, but I know, but the most special thing about it is when I go to industry conferences now and I go back and I see the ones who are now CEOs or they're presidents, you know, and they're the decision makers at these major companies, and they see me, they welcome me, they support me with open arms. Because at the end of the day, that's my network, that's my circle. That's where I came from, the travel industry, right? That's why I'm a travel expert. And before the travel industry, guess what? I came from an HBCU, Southern University, and I'm proud of that. And I can't tell you how many calls I got from people that said, oh my God, I did not know there was so much to do in Jackson, Mississippi. Now, that is what, you know, that's what we deliver. At the end of the show, when the viewer is inspired to go and visit those destinations, hey, that's what we want. That is success. That's it.
Now, I did not expect Jackson, Mississippi to come out your mouth. I'm sorry.
That's what makes yourself so special. When we take, because, you know, I can throw out a lot of exotic names and places we go that everybody, that will make everybody's living list. Because I don't say bucket list. It'll make everybody's living list. But in addition to the exotics, we visit the Jacksons, the Little Rocks, the Montgomerys, okay? And when we get those calls and people say, oh my God, I did not know there is so much to do. Yes, right here in the United States, in places. And oh, and what I love even more, Rashawn, is when people who live in these places say, wow, I learned something about my own destination. I didn't even know.
There you go. There you go. Which is true, because we can get, you can go in like, get up, drive down this street, go to this restaurant, get up, drive down the street, go to my cousin's house, go to my mama's house. And you can forget the expansiveness of opportunities in the city that you live in.
In your home.
So then you come in, Miss Fancy Pants, just want to see stuff that nobody else sees. And we go, oh my God, yes. I didn't know that was over there.
Yes.
That's what you do.
Yes. But you know what, Rashawn, another thing this show did for me is I didn't know my own courage, because in Disney these destinations and they take me to do things like swimming with the sharks, swimming with stingrays, swinging at the edge of the world, you know, things I had no idea.
Birds on your head, monkeys. I've seen this.
Oh my God, you know what I've discovered about myself? I love animals. I love them. I mean, I look in their eyes and you truly see the soul connection. You know, a funny story, you know, but you saw the monkeys on the head, on my head. They loved me. They were all over me. I love the monkeys. But I was in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and we were filming at the aquarium. And there was this area with all of these stingrays, right? And they're in a pretty shallow pool inside the museum. And so I'm kind of playing, touching the stingrays, and I get ready to leave. And I say, and I tell one of the stingrays, I say, bye. I say, oh, you want to go with me? Do you know that thing started coming out? to come towards me. And I was like, oh, my God. You know, oh, my God. He heard me. Like, he knew what I was saying. He said, yeah, I want to go home with you. You know?
Aqua woman.
it's the connection, not only with the animals, but it's the connections with the people. You know, so many friends I made through the years. Rashawn, it's not many places I can go in this world where when I land, somebody's not already there waiting for me because they already know me. I've already met them. I phoned ahead, called a friend who called somebody. And that's the beauty of what I do and on this journey of being able to travel the world. You know, it's not many places that I go where I'm a stranger because I have friends all over. And that's what I want people to realize and, you know, and do with this travel thing. Get out here, make human connections, break down stereotypes and cultural barriers, because at the end of the day, we are all more alike than we are different.
Yeah. What we discovered is that COVID kicked out of the corporate space. Fearlessly, she started her own award-winning traveler show called Traveling with Danella Rashawn. Then Don Wiggins came along, saw a little bit of show on streaming, go, you can be bigger. You can be bigger. ABC, NBC, CW, Armed Forces Network. Then we discovered she's Aquawoman. She's not Danella.
Now is a wetsuit, okay? I love a wetsuit.
She's Aquawoman. You know, what is the future now? You know, because I know you do specials. You had a Christmas special. You got a Black History Month show special. And then your shows. I know that we're going to put on the show that where you can find the, but what is your website for people who are listening on my podcast and also listening on my other radio networks that I'm syndicated on 20 HBCU campuses. As you know, of Atlanta, Clark Atlanta University is my base campus where I record my show on a regular basis. They've been fortunate to allow me to syndicate out. But where can we find you?
So the easiest thing is follow me on Instagram at Traveling with Danella. So you guys got that? Traveling with Danella. Okay? So Instagram, Traveling with Danella. Website, travelingwithdanella.com. And there on our link tree, you can find where to watch us on ABC, CBS, NBC, CW. You can find out where to watch us on streaming. So whether it's GFN TV, Go Traveler, we'll be on Tubi starting this quarter, sometime this quarter in Q1. If you're in the military, American Forces Network. Definitely check us out there as well.
Danella Rashawn, Traveling with Danella Rashawn. You know, I'm sorry I hung up on you, but, you know, I believed in you. And look at it now, award-winning TV show. You got a room. Look like two Civitellis. I mean, five Magellan Gold Awards.
Yes.
Most influential woman in travel was a list. She's one of the women. 100 most influential people in USA hospitality and travel. That was 2023.
Yes, I made the list with Chris Finicetta, CEO of Hilton, and also Ed Bastian, CEO of Delta. Just wanted to add that.
Right. Since we bragging, I'm not bragging on myself. Where can they find you? Social and website.
To find me, Instagram, Traveling with Danella. So on Instagram at Traveling with Danella. And you can go into the link tree and find out all the places where you can watch the show on ABC, CBS, NBC, CW, streaming globally. If you're in the military or, you know, working at an embassy around the world, we're on American Forces Network. in 168 countries. And depending on what airline you're on, especially if you're flying Kuwait or Turkish right now, look for us because we're on there too.
Great. Danelle, I'm so proud of you. Really. I've known her in the business, and this is a long time relationship. And when she came to me, it was an old friend, and she didn't come to me desperately. She came to me as she is now. She's a pro, and she smart, articulate, and beautiful. Thank you for coming on Money Making Conversation Masterclass tonight.
Thank you so much, Rashawn. It's indeed a pleasure and an honor. Thank you. I appreciate you always.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald is produced by 3815 Media Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.